Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Every year around this time, when another birthday is at hand, I take some time to think about what I believe to be important. Oh, it's not the whole list, and some of the entries on my list occasionally jockey for a new position. But I have thought a lot about each of the following statements, and I'd like to take a few minutes and share what I've learned. This is what I know, for sure. Be kind. There is only one imperative in a life. Be kind. I don't care what you think about anything. You can be far to the left of me or far to the right of me, or so far off the chart that right and left mean nothing. It doesn't matter. If you think kindness has its justification in ideology, you are dead wrong. Be kind to the other beings on this planet, and everything else falls into place. Be kind. It's the only thing that the world really needs from you. Eat well. It seems simple, the most obvious of all. Eat well. Eat what grows and avoid what is manufactured. You don't have to be a nut about it, although obsession can be useful if you've got a lot to make up for. Eat garden foods. If you eat more than you grow, make sure you know where that food comes from. If a stranger on the street handed you something and said, "Eat it," would you? But we walk into the middle aisles of the supermarket and pick things up off the shelves with which we are minimally acquainted. Well, we've seen their ads. We can do better than that. There is great food all around us. Eat well. Take care of yourself. We spend a lot of time doing for others and we forget ourselves. You are no good to the world if you burned out on charity 2 years ago. You know it when you're in the presence of someone who enjoys herself, don't you? Folks who care for themselves have a look about them. Oh, call it self-assurance. It's a wonderful pair of words, isn't it? Self-assured. It seems like those folks are ready to handle whatever comes along, the good and the bad alike. Listen and listen again to those voices inside you. They may be telling you to change your life. They may be telling you to get real. Now, you might be hearing stop with the Casanova act, or just tell them that you love them. Listen to that slow-down voice and listen to that get-busy voice. Paying attention to them will help you know which way to go. Chances are the voice you never pay attention to is the one that deserves a better listen. Be unflinchingly generous. Your personal bottom line means less than nothing to the rest of the world. In fact, the more you hoard, the less you matter. There are so many instances where your surplus dough could do some real good, life-changing, life-saving good for other folks. Take what you have and spread it around. Sleep better than you do. Take measures to get some rest, a lot of rest. Show me a person who is sleep-deprived, and I will show you an unhappy camper. You can't do anything well on a half-empty tank. Take time to be quiet. Take time to sit alone and be with the air and the stars and your garden and your dog and your pencil. Take time without noise and without the hustle. Give your quiet brain a chance to wander. Be happy with no ideas or with great ideas. They both happen when you're quiet. And both of them, the full and the empty, are essential. Well, it's a good thing that birthdays happen just once a year. I'm afraid I would preach more often. But I'm glad I had this chance to talk with you. It's important, I think, to get together occasionally, to review what matters. It's good, every now and then, to talk about what we know for sure.